Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are in the classroom today. Man, oh man. First of all, I want to say, you know, congratulations, you've made it to this part of your day. And I have to say that because these days are a little difficult. If you've been feeling under the weather, if you've been feeling just a lot of pressure from everything around you, welcome to the club. There's a lot going on, family. And I barely understand what Mercury retrograde is. I barely understand the impact. This is one of the first times where I felt that thing like a bowling ball to the head. I was like, oh, wait a minute. And so this was a bit of a struggle right here. And so if you are out of sorts and stuff, this is why we have to go back to the Bush report, okay? We had to go back to the energy report and find out exactly what's going on, because there's too many of us just really, really going through it. So when did we do that report? Okay, we just did that on the 18th. So you should be able, you know, go to Blog Talk, check it out, Google it, find it. We got to work on understanding this energy so that we have a better way of combating it, you know, just so we're not, you know, left to figure this out, because this is a bit difficult, okay? Okay? So you've been warned. All of us is going through this. Also, Thursday, we had our, last Thursday, we had the Deezer Cafe. Man, just lots of information, ways we can work on understanding business, understanding business relationships. And then she was talking about jealousy and envy in the middle of business. Now, at a wonderful approach, we know jealousy and envy are bad words. They are horrible words. We don't want to see them in business. We don't want to see them in our spiritual fellowshipping. We don't want to see them anywhere. But, you know, she was breaking it down. Unfortunately, it exists there too, in how we work with our competition, how we work with all of that. So take a moment, check out the program. She has really, really been an asset for us and just ways to understand business some more, okay? I'm trying to calm myself because this show is like trying to bust through the seams, all right? So, okay, we're just getting finished with devotions, right? We've had a whole week without having to fast. You know, I know a lot of people were making up their fast, and it was wonderful. I'm glad that you're being aggressive. I'm telling you, once you stop, I mean, if you stop for more than a couple hours, once you stop, it gets difficult to go back, and especially when you're by yourself, you know. We've just had this wonderful experience. Let me tell you, my fast buddy was on it. You know, we just had this wonderful experience with trying to work through this challenge of devotion. And so as we're completing that, I think some of this emotional challenges that we're experiencing may have to do with the devotions also, because when we were in the middle of devotions, we were serious. We were praying. We were making things happen. We were seeing the miracle. And so we have to make sure that we can keep our energy high, right? And then, of course, last week we spoke about legacies and tradition. It was an absolute awesome show. I got some feedback on that particular program where people were, you know, thinking. It created, which all the shows are supposed to do, but it created a thought pattern. What am I leaving for my legacy? What am I trying to leave for my legacy? What am I sitting here actively doing, saying, hey, I want to be part, I want this to be part of how I am remembered. I want this to be part of what I'm doing. And I know this year in particular, and of course, everything I do, it takes a while. You know, I'll ask Spirit, do I have permission to do this? And Spirit's like, no. And I'm like, man, I thought I was doing something nice for the universe. And come to find out the reason why I can is because usually I have to focus on something that I already started. Go ahead and finish that before you start something new. Because I already got too many pokers in the fire. And I'm like, well, hey, I like pokers in my fire. God's like, no, ma'am, cut that out. There always is a reason why I can look back. And, of course, this is why they say hindsight is 20/20, because it is. I can look back and see, man, you know, if I had started this, I would have missed that opportunity or whatever, whatever. So I hope that, you know, everyone has is one, checking in with their spirit guides before you do anything. And then, you know, be okay with the answer. You don't know what it's saving you from, okay? Today's program, this is one of my favorite topics to talk about. I did a couple of workshops on this particular topic. And because this is one of those topics where Spirit said, no, no, I need you to sit down. I need you to listen. I need you to really think about the answer on this. You know, this is when I call my support system, and this is when I call, you know, this is when I call my people and be like, yo, what about that straw? And they're like, what straw? What about the straw that broke the camel's back? And this particular, right now we have a lot of camels on their last leg. One more feather drop on them, they're going out. And so I was like, you know what? This is a good one. This is a good one for today. This is a good one. So I want to talk about it. And so this is what we're doing. So this says the straw that broke the camel's back. So you would think it would be about the camel, but it's not. It's about the straw, that last piece of straw that went on the camel's back, right? And so everyone wants to make it seem like this straw has to be heavy. Everybody wants to make it seem like this straw has to be, you know, laced gold or whatever, you know, because, man, this straw broke that camel's back. No. No. What broke the camel's back was everything on the camel's back plus the straw. People don't want to see that. They don't want to see that. All they want to pay attention to is, like, gaslighting at its best, okay? Gaslighting at its best. All they want to do is look at this straw and be like, man, you let this piece of straw break you? You're supposed to be a camel. You're supposed to be strong. You're supposed to carry straw. I thought you liked straw. You're going to let this one little piece of straw break you? And if I were a camel, and I've been a camel before, you looking at this straw like, man, how did this happen? How did I let something so minute break me? This is what we're thinking about. Because, like I said, I've been there. How could you give up your job for this? How could you give up this relationship for that? How could you give up, you know, your whatever? Just because this one little thing, this little piece of straw, this would turn you off? This was the problem? It's not that piece of straw. It is everything already on the camel's back, plus this piece of straw. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a piece of straw, but those old-fashioned brooms are made out of straw, okay? So the straw is very small. And I've seen camels. Camels can handle bundles and bundles and bundles and a person on top of all the bundles. So how, again, did this one little straw break the camel's back? It's not about the straw. It's everything else. Now, straws, just like humans, we don't necessarily have a weight limit. It doesn't say, oh, you can pile exactly 52 pounds of junk on our back. Oh, you can pile 3 years of irritation on your back. If we don't have weight limits. There's not a calculation that can tell us how close to breaking you are. All we know is when that last straw hits. And so we have to find some better ways to manage this, okay? We have to talk about what's on the camel's back, all right? Don't underestimate that one more thing. Don't think because, man, I got this camel piled sky high. I know this one little itty-bitty straw ain't going to do it. You don't know that. We don't know that. The camel doesn't know it. The person piling the camel from the bottom to the top doesn't know that. Now, let me tell you about the person putting the straw on the camel, all right? We're going to call this person life, just life, just life, okay? So this person, we're going to assume, does not have malicious intent. This person, we're going to assume, is only needing this, all this stuff on the camel because if the camel doesn't take it, then they have to take it, and then it's a whole other situation. So we're going to assume that this person piling this stuff up doesn't mean harm. Does that mean that the camel's back won't get broken? No, it does not mean that. All right, so we got life here piling it up and piling it up and piling it up. The camel, I don't know about y'all, but for me, I can't really see my back, similar to what's on my back. I see Talib, he carries that beep to beep book bag with him everywhere, and he also carries this hoodie, which I'm going to have to take from him. But he got this hoodie on, and he put the book bag, the backpack on, and I don't think he remembers that the backpack is there until he goes to sit down because he's gotten accustomed to that weight, no matter how heavy it is, right? So for me, I know for all that I carry, I'm kind of accustomed to what I got to carry. You know, I've been carrying my load for a minute. Unfortunately, all these gray hairs up in my head will tell that it's been more than a minute, but that we're not going to get into that tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about, can you see your back? And I hope everybody's neck gets twisted around. No, you cannot. Even if you look with a mirror, you're still only getting a good piece of your back, right? So let's assume we got life here, job, kids, house, family. We got life here. Life can see how much stuff is on your back, but it's steady putting it on. And even though it doesn't mean harm, it's harmful. Now we, the camels, we know how much our back is kind of hurting, but we don't really know there already. Because guess what? Some of this baggage you got, you inherited. Some of this baggage you picked up, you have forgotten that it's there, but you won't let it go. And if anybody's ever moved, you know what that is. So I have this box, and I keep saying I'm going to open the box. I'm going to unpack the box. And I label my boxes very well. I'm a professional, right? I don't know what's in this box. And it's obviously nothing, like, vital because I haven't opened it. So it's not anything that I'm missing. But, you know, I just haven't unpacked my box. I have it. It's safe. Whatever. It's good. But I'm still carrying it, right? I'm still taking up space in the house. I'm taking space in storage. My closet is not a closet, blah, blah, blah. So I got some unpacked stuff on my back, things I haven't even dug into. It's mine. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what's in it, but it's mine. So I got it, right? Then I got a whole bunch of other stuff that life keeps putting on me. Now, when life goes to put it on the camel's back, I don't know if life turns around and says, hey, this trauma I'm putting on you is going to take you 3 years to get off of you. This trauma that I'm adding to your back is going to take you 3 years of intense counseling, intentional counseling, slipping and tripping and everything else to get it off of you. But I'm about to put it on your back, okay? Last time I checked, life did not check with us when it came to how you're going to deal with this problem. Life did not say, hey, do you have space for an 18-year commitment? Do you have space? 18 years. 18 years plus. Do you have time for that? No? Oh, okay. Life don't ask us none of those questions. Life is just steady piling us up. Piling us up, and we don't know what he's putting back there, and we don't really fully know all that was already back there. And then there's this little piece of straw, and you're looking like, oh, that's a little piece of straw. Whatever it is, I know I can handle that. That's a little piece of straw. And this is the straw that breaks the back. And people want to amaze at this straw. That straw didn't do it. Everything else did it. So we have this broken camel, right? Now, if you don't know, camels in general can be very stubborn. Stubborn, nasty. These camels get into their way, and then you have this camel won't work. So life, you would think that life would take that into consideration. If my back is broke, I can't do nothing for you. Why? Why are you still piling this stuff up? You know, have you ever seen, you know, the desert guy out there, and he's got a little whip, and he's trying to whip the camel? And the camel's looking at him like, dude, I told you I'm not doing it. I can't. So camel is down. When we are down, we don't know how long that's going to be because, again, we don't know what was on our back in the first place, right? We don't know how long that camel's going to say, I can, I'm not, I refuse. So we don't know when that good girlfriend of yours betrays you and life goes and sticks that on your back. We don't know how long it's going to take to heal from that. All we know is that we got trust issues. When you sit around and you're like, man, I sure am trying to, you know, do my God work, but I have this blockage here. Yeah, you were carrying that blockage around with you, and you didn't realize it. Now it's there. Now you realize it. And now we're trying to make things happen, and we can't because we're stuck. Right? So the camel's down. Camel's not working. And life can do whatever it wants to do at this point, but the camel is down. I have seen people be down for years. It's like they blink their eyes and 3 years have passed. Still in the same spot? How? How in the world did that happen? How in the world did you let 3 years slip by you, Mr. Broke Back Camel? How did that happen? it happened because we were broken. Now, last time I checked, I don't know if there are camel doctors, okay? I don't know if there are doctors. I'm sure, you know, places where they have camels, that there's got to be someone to care for them when they go down and everything else like that. But I haven't seen any camel doctors, okay? So what happens is no one outside of life, no one knows this daggone camel is down. There are people that be like, oh, yes, the camel's just resting. And the owner's like, no, he's not resting. He's broken. I can't get him to stand up and do anything. So what happens is people don't really realize if there's not a flag, there's not a sign, you know, you can't put the hood up on a camel, you know. So it's like, how do we even get this camel back working? Because years can go by in a broken space. Years go by. Opportunities are lost because I'm just too tired and broken to go get these opportunities. Everything, the whole journey, you know, the camel could be right at the edge of his journey and not be able to move forward because it is broken. And I hear, you know, because they store their water, they, you know, they don't have to eat. They store food. They have a couple of stomachs. So even basic things that would motivate a camel that was up and walking, and this broken camel is not motivated. It's not going to work. It's down. So this is where we are. And the first thing we have to do in recognizing this is realize that, one, that straw didn't break it. Don't gaslight the camel. Don't sit here and yell and fuss at the camel for not being able to handle this one simple thing. I've had bosses like that. You know, oh, that only takes 10 minutes. And I'm like, yes, and I have 100 of them. I have 100 of them to do. So, yes, this task, you can minimize it into minutes and seconds and everything, but let me explain to you what I do with this. And so it's not about the minutes. It may be about the quantity. It may be about the frequency. It may be, there may be 1,000 reasons why, you know, this, oh, I don't understand. How can this one straw break you? No, this is the one straw that fell out of the 100 the barrels I already got on my back. But first, don't gaslight the camel. If you're the camel, don't let them gaslight you. Don't let them gaslight you. Don't let them say, oh, you have to carry this. Oh, I don't understand why you can't carry this. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't internalize it. I promise you, no one knows how heavy your load is except for you. Not even life does. Because life, don't forget, life is a current thing, okay? So life is putting current things up there. Yeah, the current thing. Oh, the light bill, boom, throw that up there. Oh, the internet bill, I have internet, so put that up there. And so life is dealing in the current, in the right now. But what life doesn't realize is that I was born with some of these challenges. Well, life doesn't know sometimes it's hard being a black woman in 2023. What life doesn't know is that, you know, I might be a camel, but I got short legs, you know. So all life knows is what it currently put there. Duh. Doesn't know what I already came with. Doesn't know I already have a broke leg from the last time I had to be a broke camel. So only we know how heavy this is. And we have a responsibility as camels, because I promise you, whether you're a camel now, whether you've been a camel before, whether you have your camel phase is coming up, I guarantee you, you have been this camel. You've carried the burden. You've carried the load, and it was always disproportionate. always heavy. And then once they get you up there, then life jumps on top of your back. I'm like, wow, that's insult to injury. You see me carrying all this, and you want to jump on my back? Are you serious? So only you know how heavy your load is. So therefore, we have this responsibility to not carry our load like that. Because we really don't know what, we don't know that. So seeing how sometimes we can't even control what life is doing. We can't control what life is giving us. So what do we do? What do we have to do? Stop caring so much to begin with, okay? Now, last I checked, camels didn't have fingers or thumbs. And so last time I checked, they weren't really in control of what was put on their back. But thank God that this is a metaphor. We do have fingers and thumbs, can get assistance. We may not be able to see our back, but I promise you, your fast buddy can. And fast buddy be like, yo, are you still carrying that? Are you still carrying that? Isn't that heavy? Man, maybe it's time to go up the mountain. Maybe it's time to go up the mountain and leave that. Maybe it's time for us to start thinking about other ways to handle this. Because the way you're doing it, you're going to hurt yourself. Old heads, old ladies in the church and in other things, I've heard them say that. Go on, you're going to end up hurting yourself. And that was, you know, that's that little warning to say, you're going too far. You're doing the most. Stop trying to carry your bundle and theirs. You need to focus on your bundle. So this is where we, the camels, really have to work with each other, really have to make sure we're not carrying it. It doesn't matter if you can. Oh, I got it. I can carry it. I can carry my whole family line. I can carry all my ancestry. I can carry all ancestors known and unknown. And I mean, I hear it sitting there like, really? Okay. That's going to hurt. What I always say in my mind is, ooh, that's going to leave a scar. It's going to leave a scar. So we have to work through this. Our goal is not to break. If we break, then we're not very effective camels. Now, we are supposed to carry things, and some of the things we have on our back are temporary. They won't be there long. You know, if we do the healing, if we, Lord have mercy, if you go forward, you do the healing, you do the cleansing, you do the cleansing, you do the healing, boom, you can get it, you're done. There, and just pile it up and pile it up and pile it up, you will become broken. And fixing a broken camel is a lot harder than working with a stubborn one. See, I'm going to be a stubborn camel because, remember, my legs are short. And so I'm like, look, I can't be doing all that. Legs are short. Can't do it. No, I can't go nowhere. You can keep pulling on my muscles if you want to. I'm not going. You know, me, I'm going to be one of them camels that lay down, lay on their side, and be like, oh, I can't. I can't, life. I can't. But I don't want to get broken. No. So this is where we are, family. This is what I need every person, because the energy is a little funky. It's just a little funky. Everybody got their bundle of straw that they're trying to work with, every single one of us, every single one. So as you go and you pick up your straw and as you're trying to make this thing work, I need you to remember that that one straw will get credit for breaking you. And it's not right. And it's not fair. I would love to hear from people. I would love to hear those honest comments about this whole camel life. I would like to, you know, remember, we are the camel. life is the one that's just putting it up there, not meaning any malice, not realizing you just got off a 12-hour shift, not realizing that, you know, your account was already in the negative, and then you're going to come, and we're not even, oh, my goodness. So life is just continuing. Life is just being life. Doesn't mean any harm. Life is just life. We, the camels, we got to talk about this. We got to work through this. Okay? So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Can you? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Let me get situated. Oh, okay. Great program. Great discussion. I was thinking, like you said, from the camel's perspective, that looking at it, you know what, Mama Seven, I'm so sorry. You called me so unprepared. I wasn't in a place. I'll try to double back and come back all right.
Well, make plans on that, okay?
Okay, please and thank you.
Okay. So, the phone lines are lit. So, let's keep those phone lines going. Because, let me tell you, if I can save someone from having to carry the load that I just dropped off, I'm going to try to do that. I swear I'm going to try. I'm going to say, you need to live with your legs, sis. Don't pick that up like that. Live with your legs. I'm going to try to do it. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How you doing?
Sister Melissa, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm cracking up because, you know, I see animals and people. And I know I'm supposed to be the camel in this scenario, but I just recently broke up with a camel. And everything you described about that camel was exactly that camel. And it was a broken camel, and I had to get off the back. But I digress. I'm going to say me.
Look, you right on target. Now, when that camel is broken, where do you think you're going? Now, you can sit on his back if you want to, but really, where are you going? Nowhere.
Nowhere but down. That's
nowhere.
The only place you're going, because, you know, they will bend down and put all them legs on the ground. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's.
But I digress. So I'm going to say, in my personal experience of being the camel, even though I'm a fox, it is repetitive rejection. That is my Achilles heel. And as much as I know, most likely the rejection has nothing to do with me and more with the situation or the person that's going on. It affects me on a gut level. It can put me into a slump. I'm going to say a mini depression. Because I need something else to help elevate me, to get me out of that funk. It can lower my self-esteem. It can cause self-doubt. Like, everything that I have been working to not be. Repetitive rejection, things not going the way that I was hoping they would go, feeling like I'm not making progress, knowing I've been doing the work and still getting that rejection. It is traumatizing to my sensitive spirit. And I have to realize that I'm sensitive, but it doesn't stop me from feeling and holding on to that until God delivers me from that feeling.
I'm sitting here like, where is the pen? I already got the paper. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because first thing you have to do, and you just did it, is recognize, like I told you, my legs are short, okay? I need you to know that, you know, my temper may be short. I may not be as patient as I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And so I have to account for that. You know what I'm saying? So here you are. You can easily say, hey, I'm sensitive. This is difficult for me. And that you need to take into consideration that when life is piling all that up on your back, and you say, hold on, I have a sensitive back. Did you wrap that straw in a scarf before you put it on my back? Did you do this? Did you do that? When you know yourself and you're willing to be honest about yourself, then you can do stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So 100%. And some people will think, you know, oh, well, I don't want to announce my flaws. Or I don't want to, share with the world that I'm not a perfect camel. I want to be an efficient camel, not perfect. I'm not trying to have it reach up to the heavens, my load reach up. No. So you're right. When it comes to dealing with life, the non-malicious part of life, we have to also remember, take your own sensitivities, concerns, shortness, whatever, into consideration and really let that work for you. You know what I'm saying? So,
And now, then you have to develop a whole new process to get through it. So, some people, it could be prayer, smudging, going out into the nature, doing something that they know is just beneficial for them. Everybody has their own therapeutic medicine, but you got to figure out what that is. And when you can figure out what that is, if you couple it with the other tools, it should subside. But you got to be very careful that you are identifying it correctly, because if not, then you can stay stuck in that rut because you are misidentifying it. You're projecting, or you're not getting the right message that you need to process that.
That's right. If I'm sitting here not being honest, I got short legs, I'm going to misjudge this step I got to take. If I'm not being honest, if I'm sitting here and I got legs like a horse, not like a camel, if I got short legs for a camel, I'm going to misjudge this step. I'm going to miscalculate what I need to do. I'm going to miscalculate the steps it takes me to get from here to the dome. I'm going to always be a little off because I'm not being honest about me and where I am, you know? So, Sister Melissa, you brought some truth to us, you know what I'm saying? And it really is important that we recognize who we are, even if it's contrary to what we're trying to put out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can be rough and tough if you want to, but when life is dishing out those issues, those challenges, you might need to be honest. Hey, that's not going to work for me. That's not going to work for me. So, yes, ma'am. All right. Well, thank you so much for, as always, sharing and bringing us that information.
Anytime.
Absolutely. Ooh-wee, man. I appreciate so many people, you know, willing to share this experience with me, because this is so important. I deal with broken people. Now, sometimes it's broken and it can be just a little repair job. And sometimes point where we have to gut it and start all over. You know what I'm saying? And it's so important that we can be okay with talking about where we are in this cycle. Where are you in the cycle? So that we can really begin to say, okay, what does it take to get this camel fixed? All right? So, look, same with the phone line. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Alafia and greetings. How are you?
Alafia, my dear sister, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. Oh, Lord. I am doing wonderful. Thank you. What's up, family? Yay. It's Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Having my dinner and a show. And you said unmute. I was listening to Melissa. I was like, She said everything that I was going to say. It was so on point. It's so on point. I know during the fast, I had a lot of epiphanies. I had a lot of things that came forward. And one of the things, it's crazy talking about camel, is because I had to come realize that can't be everything to everybody. I can't be everywhere mm-hmm. all the time. So mm-hmm. in that, because I had to come to terms with that, because mm-hmm. I was always the person that always tried to do everything for everybody all the time. And I had yeah. to realize the reason why I was doing that was because mm-hmm. I was seeking validation and acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why
mm-hmm.
I was seeking validation and acceptance was because, like Melissa said, the rejection, you know. Now,
yep.
where did the rejection come from? So, mind you, I had to dig deep. I'm pulling back these layers and had to realize,
yeah.
wait a minute. Before I was the big camel, I was a little calf. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And what milk was I fed? You know,
yep.
was I at an early age?
That's going to determine how you grow.
It determines how you
fed
grow.
Will determine how you grow.
What was I
determine.
Fed early? What was I told I had to bear this burden because this is
yeah.
what I was supposed to do? You know,
yeah.
at an early age, was I made to do certain things or made to say you're
yeah.
only going to be a, you know, because if you put too much weight or, you know, on anything,
yeah.
you will stunt its growth.
Yes.
And so as it
yes.
ages, it may age
yeah.
Crippled. It may age, like you said, broken or bruised. It may age
yep.
quicker and never really fulfill its life expectancy, you know.
Yep.
And so that's the aspect of the camel. But as the rider, when you are getting ready to go and you have some place or something that you have to do, you have to be selective of, you have to pick your camel that's going to be your journey. You know, you have to know,
absolutely.
Okay, well, if I need to go across country, I'm not going to select
yeah.
the one, you know what I'm saying, that's hurt. I'm not going to select the one that has been around. So, you know, I might get the one that's been around a while because they're wise and they know how to
mm-hmm.
travel and they have the experience.
They may know the route.
They may know the route. You
mm-hmm.
know, and
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
I had to realize that, you know, another thing was the discernment and the intuition, the trusting,
mm-hmm.
not looking outside of myself, but really looking
mm-hmm.
into myself and learning how to trust, going all the way back and cultivating and loving that inner child within myself and
absolutely.
Getting back to that, what made you happy then and what will continue to make you happy as I
mm-hmm.
grow in this, and it's continued practice, because we live in a society that makes you think that, you know, this is a new thing. I say it's a new thing, but it's a new thing now where, you know, they're talking about how a lot of women of color are looked at as being strong, you know,
right.
and they're like, stop calling me strong. Because when
right.
you think, when you say somebody is strong, you negate the fact that I have weaknesses. And you make
yep.
me have a weakness as if I am weak. Or I shouldn't
right.
have weaknesses. I should be the superwoman. I should, you yep. know, what was that song back in the days? I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in the pan, and you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? Never forget to be a man and take care of the kids and do this and do that and blah, 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 blah. And then if you can't do that, let me, and then I need to get me a sister wife and I got to do this and do that. No.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know,
yep.
you can't be everything to everybody. And you can't
yep.
be everywhere all the time. You have to pick
yep.
and choose what works
yep.
for you. You know,
absolutely.
And not look at somebody else's journey. That's another thing. As the rider, you can't
and
look at the other person's journey.
No, no, because you don't know what they're carrying.
You
don't know
don't
when they started.
Know what they're carrying. Oh, they got big, classy. Well, look at this. This camel got two humps, and all I got is a one-hump camel, and this
right,
and this
right,
and that.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You don't realize, you know, they're carrying for multiple families, or they have a different
right.
destination. They have a different journey. They have a different calling, you know.
Exactly.
So in that, you know,
exactly.
just to, you know, I love, I have to say, I just love my fast buddies. We had a ball, you know, and
I heard.
you know, and it was just really digging deep and dealing with that inner child with us, how we were cultivated and unlearning
amen.
Certain things so that
that's
we can
right.
move forward. And the new information that we use, trusting it, you know, using your support system and creating those boundaries, not building walls to where you block out the sun, But, you know, mm-hmm. creating healthy boundaries that you know the difference between somebody that's taking too much, even mm-hmm. if you're giving too much. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for allowing
mm-hmm.
me to share. Woo! And you did, and I appreciate it.
Yes,
thank you so much. This is unique. And look, that energy report, I told everybody, go back to the energy report. Go back and figure out exactly what is going on. I need all y'all planets to do the right thing, spin in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it out. Stop it. All this. I need everybody to slow down so that we can move forward, okay?
Yep,
so,
move forward.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Thank you. You know, one thing that I said earlier, and I want to make sure to reiterate, we're not going to blame the person loading the camel down. We're not going to add malice and malintent to that, okay? Because we really don't know their intention. A lot of times when I find, you know, I always say, you know, hurt people, you know. A drowning victim is so dangerous to the person actually trying to save them, to the point that when back in the day when I was learning water safety and lifeguarding, you know, they tell you to, if you approach them, you almost have to stun them, you know, so that they will stop all that splashing, moving, this, that, and the other, because all of that is going to get both of you drowned. So in all of these situations, we can't ask life to go easy. We can, but I've never heard life answer yes. You know, so it's not going to be up to us to convince life to stop. It's not going to be up to us to say, hey, life, are we going to be taking turns with this last bundle? Like I hold it for 6 months and you hold it for 6 months. And, you know, we can't expect life to do anything but add more weight. That's all we can expect life to do. So at that point, it's up to us to move. We, the camels, have to move away from life. We ain't know. And life's like, hey, where you going? What's going on? You know, we may have to show the life, look, you see this knot, this extra knot on my knee? Yeah, that means all that's not going up there. You know, we have to really begin to advocate for ourselves because life has a job to do, all right? And we have to make sure to get into that. I got one more caller that I want to grab real quick before we move into the prayer. This has been such an interesting program right here. Greetings, welcome to the program. Can't hear you.
Greetings, Mama. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Greetings, how are you?
So sorry, I'm a bit under the weather. This is Stacy. How are you? I think you couldn't couldn't have said it better. and I think everyone knows my biggest thing was always boundaries with work and family. And I believe, to me, I kind of discovered where I was stopping work at a certain time because I needed to cook my food. You know, it was just certain things that I just realized during the fast that I was just like, oh, I've been allowing them to just abuse me. I'm that camel and I'm looking
mm-hmm.
up that mountain and I'm like, I don't want to do it no more. I don't want to walk up there. I don't care what you're
mm-hmm.
putting on me. I'm not moving it. I said, I'm getting whiskers now. My hooves is hurting, and I got to start taking care of me. So I really, really have found that now I let that phone ring. I look at it. If it's important, you leave a message because I'm done for the day. You know, I just really set those boundaries, and it has helped me do that
mm-hmm.
and also taking care of myself when it comes down to what I'm eating and putting into my body. I was ordering out every single day just because I was so worn out from work. I was working late,
mm-hmm.
9, 10 o'clock at night. And then by the time I was
mm-hmm.
eating, it would be like 10 o'clock at night, and I'm going to bed on a full stomach, which led to me not sleeping well. So now, you know, knowing that, I set the boundaries to cook that meal, making sure that I'm putting something that I cook with love, blessed food that I'm eating and my family's eating now, and I'm getting a better sleep also. So
That's
I
right.
feel like I'm in a different mindset spiritually, physically, and this cold came from my grandbaby, just watching her. And that's also another thing that kind of made me, you know, like they said, hindsight is 20/20 because, yeah, now I look back and I'm like, all these years I've been doing this and now I got this grandbaby. I want to spend time with her too, you know. I don't want to give up those years that I gave up with my children trying to build my career. Now I just want to spend time with her and take those precious moments. So, yeah, I'm that camel that's chewing the cud and I'm starting to spit in people's ass. I'm done. I'm done with that. So, you know, that's just my feeling. Yeah.
I so appreciate the comment. And we also, boundaries is such a great word. It's such a great word. You know, if we don't have boundaries and we'll never put, hey, resistance, I'm resisting this, then we're always going to be stuck in this cycle of accepting more than what we got, than what we have time for, you know. And then when do we get rest? I you know, most camels, they take their rest. And it may not be convenient. Just what happens is they just end up sitting down. They just said, I'm not going any further. Sometimes they're like, oh, well, the camel knew about the sandstorm and took cover. You may have known about it, too, if you weren't so busy piling it up, piling up life. No, when you get to a certain point in your life and in your journey, especially your spiritual journey, I hope that you get to the point where you start to get bougie with you. Spend that time loving and taking care of you. Spend that time recognizing, hey, I have already been carrying a lot. It's time to sit down. It's time to take a knee. Time to rest. You know, and right before we move into prayer, it's always so important that I say this. I think I say this every single program. It's so important that we set the right example for our children. Man, I can look at my children and I can clearly see this one adopted my workaholic. And the other one is like, y'all are workaholics and I'm not doing that. And so let's set good examples for our children. Let's let them see, you know, one thing I do is I live my life very, very out loud. They can see everything that I'm dealing with. And I will tell them, yeah, this is a problem because of that, or I'm having a difficulty in this, you know, or this was way too much. That about broke my back. And so in my sharing of my story, I kind of give them permission. Hopefully they see it. But I give them permission not to have to be super camels. Y'all, you came from a very human camel. You came from a very human person. So I only have human expectations for you. So you don't have to try to be that one all be all. I got it. I'm doing it. You don't have to do that. And I really want them to learn that because I don't want them going and saying, I missed this in my life. So I hope everybody got out of this what I got out of it. It was so important that we go back and think about these things that have the potential to break us. And we think about creating those boundaries so we don't have to be broken. You can be tired, take a knee. We can do this in pieces. Look, me and my short legs, I got to, you know, factor in some extra steps. I might need some extra water. You know, I got all kinds of stuff going on. But this is not to be broken. And we have to fight against that, okay? Moving into prayer, I hope, you know, fast just ended. It was just last week, okay? So hopefully we're still in that mode of prayer. Hopefully we are still pushing that prayer. You know, I can tell you the positive miracles that have occurred. I walked into it needing a miracle, and I saw it. I got it. I'm so happy. I received my miracle. So now what we have to do is keep pushing that positive agenda. Keep pushing and adding more positive things, because the more positive things we have in our life, the more comes off our backs. Literally, prayer is the backbone to life. It is what keeps us standing erect. It is what allows us to bend in submission. It is what allows us to maneuver in this world we're in, prayer. So I ask that you keep that prayer close. Keep it in the front of your mind. Keep it in your heart. Keep that prayer coming forward so that as life has challenges for you, that prayer is right there on the edge. Father, Mother, God, I come before you whole, encouraged, pushing, optimistic. I am in such a good place only because I've come from a dark place. God, coming from the dark place helped me to appreciate the light and the beauty that is in front of me. God, I ask that you continue to keep each and every one of us in the right side of our minds. I ask that you keep us humble. I ask that you keep us protected from the negativity we allow in our life. God, I ask that you make sure that each and every child cared for is receiving the best care. May the children be exempt from the harsh lessons of this life. God, I'm going to ask for your forgiveness and mercy as we fail to put up boundaries, where we try to take on loads that don't belong to us. As we're going through these challenges in life, as we're learning our own self and stumbling and making mistakes, God, please allow us that grace, that mercy, that we may go and be healed and move forward in our life, in our journeys. God, I know that you have the ability to provide shelter from the storm, and each of us has a little storm somewhere. Watch over us, God, please, as we are the light bearers that are going to come forward and shine the light for others to see. God, I all of the blessings that we have achieved through fast, through devotion, through prayer, through ancestral lineage, I thank you for the blessings that are here now. I thank you for the blessings that are coming. I thank you for all that you do for us on a regular basis. God, don't leave us to ourselves. Continue to watch over us and guide us and love us. Thank you so much in your name. Amen.